You're listening to SBS News.
They're calling it Sputnik 5, a reference to the world's first satellite. Moscow sees the development of a Russian COVID-19 vaccine as a similar world-beating feat, Vladimir Putin praising the scientists behind it and revealing one of his daughters, who he rarely refers to publicly, took part in the clinical trial.
One of my daughters has been vaccinated. In this sense, she's taken part in the experiment. After the first shot of the vaccine, she had a temperature of 38 degrees. On the following day, it was just over 37 degrees. After the second shot, the temperature went up slightly, and then it was all over. She's feeling well and has a high number of antibodies.
Russian officials say they plan to start mass vaccinations in October and claim there have been foreign requests for 1 billion doses. But the vaccine's approval comes before the completion of what's known as a Phase 3 trial, a larger study involving thousands of people. And experts fear the Kremlin is putting national prestige before science and safety. Danny Altman is a professor of immunology at London's Imperial College. He told SBS News he has concerns about the Sputnik vaccine.
I can't say strongly enough that the standards are the standards, and no political agenda should override that. And this isn't a device for electoral gains. It isn't a device for some new kind of Sputnik Cold War. For the sake of humanity, we're all in this together, and we all have a collective wish and a collective responsibility to have the best possible, safest possible vaccines. We don't care which countries they come from. We don't care how many countries they come from, but we do want them to be safe and effective.
The researchers behind the Russian vaccine haven't released data from the studies conducted so far, and the World Health Organization has been left in the dark. Tariq Yarasevic is a spokesman for the UN body.
Really, I can just say that we are in a close contact with the Russian health authorities, and discussions are ongoing with respect to possible WHO pre-qualification of the vaccine. But again, pre-qualification of any vaccine includes the rigorous review and assessment of all required safety and efficacy data.
There are more than 100 vaccines in early development around the world. Six have entered Phase 3 clinical trials involving tens of thousands of participants. Progress has been rapid. But even if one of the candidates is effective, most experts believe it's unlikely to be widely available until the middle of 2021 at the earliest. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.